Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Brooke Way, who is Marketing and Communications Specialist for Vitalant, a great partner of the stations, and we love to be of service and support to all of you at Vitalant, a wonderful organization, formerly Bonfils Blood Centers. Brooke, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thank you so much for having me. We love coming to KRDO to help spread the word about blood donation.
And boy, do we need to spread the word, because the holiday season is coming. Mm-hmm. And what happens this time of year, almost every year, is blood donations tend to slow down at a time when we really need them to speed up.
Mm-hmm, correct. That holiday season, going into Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's a time to be with your family. People are busy and flying out different states. And so we really encourage blood donors to come into our donation centers and blood drives to help boost those blood donations that we really need during the holidays.
Yeah, a lot of extra traffic, a lot of extra traveling, a lot of extra bad weather.
Exactly.
People slip, slide, and bump into each other, and that's just on the highways.
And, correct.
So it doesn't account for all the other millions of miles of streets we have around. Mm-hmm. Colorado Springs has multiple donation centers. I think one of the bigger ones is on Academy in Austin Bluffs in that area, right?
Yeah, so correct. Colorado has 8 donation centers, and one of them is in Colorado Springs off of Austin Bluffs. We love it there. You guys always do such a great job. The staff in their Colorado Springs Center is so lovely and knows what they're doing. So yeah, we really love coming to the donation center to visit our donors. We also have blood drives every single day. So if you would like to make it to a blood drive because you can't get to the center, just go to vitalant.org and find the closest blood drive to you.
There are generally events that can be found at different office buildings and businesses and locations like that. There's mm-hmm. a big bus that is branded with Vitalant
yes.
markings and those wonderful images. I think to sidebar here a moment, I'm smiling right now because the new commercials for Vitalant that we are running here.
Mm-hmm. With the Save the Humans campaign.
Yes.
With a bunch of animals. We do love them. They're so cute. And the message is really, you know, people love animals. But so we want those animals to help us spread the word that we love humans too, and we want to save them through the power of blood donation.
Well, certainly, and I love the idea that there is a raccoon from Brooklyn. Makes me
Who
feel at home.
Who doesn't love that?
It is kind of a fun and clever way to sort of keep Vitalant top of mind. Some statistics, if you don't mind, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
We run through an awful lot of blood. We need to find new ways to store it, and there's always something new. There's new technology. I know that I believe Vitalant is participating in a program with Flight for Life,
mm-hmm.
where there is now blood storage on board the helicopters.
Correct. That's a very new thing, and we are so excited about our partnership with Flight for Life because we can save so many more people that way and have it ready to go on Flight for Life for emergencies and traumas where patients need it most.
Now, there are lots of folks who have big hearts and lots of blood, and they love mm-hmm. to donate. And lots of folks who don't and haven't might be nervous about the process or mm-hmm. just not know about it at all. Describe that experience.
Yes, so some people are a little hesitant because, you know, blood donation does involve a needle. But our staff is so experienced and they know exactly what they're doing. They will make you as comfortable as possible. And really what we say is to try it out. If you are a little nervous, just give it a try. And if it's not for you, spread the word to your friends and family and people that are able to donate, because there are so many patients that need it on a daily basis.
And you can save multiple lives with your one donation, can you not?
Correct. Every time you donate whole blood, you can save up to 3 lives with that one donation. And that's because whole blood can be broken down into components of red blood cells, platelets, and plasma. And all 3 of them help patients in different ways.
Absolutely. So there are, gosh, it's just a matter of weeks before we're hot and heavy into holiday season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Blood drives every day. Go mm-hmm. to vitalant.org, the website, and look for a location near you. Mm-hmm. In Colorado Springs, the center is near Austin Bluffs and Academy, sort of right in that area. And connecting with those wonderful folks, if you're experiencing it for the first time, they will make you very, very comfortable. They'll make this very easy.
Correct.
It's what, less than an hour time commitment on average.
Correct. And you can go on vitalant.org, fill out all the paperwork that same day before you head in, and that'll make it even quicker. And actually, donating whole blood only takes about 10 minutes of your time, and then you get to enjoy some wonderful, yummy snacks afterward.
Yeah, to get a little bit of your sugar back, because
exactly.
I know for me, I lose a little sugar, and so I need a cookie and a little orange juice, and I'm fine.
It's delicious.
And that's as bad as it gets, is a nice cookie and some orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
So I am able to do that on occasion, which I love to be able to do, especially knowing that one donation can save more than one life.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know if I am qualified? If I've not done this before, if maybe I've been under the weather recently somehow. So maybe it's something like the flu.
Yes.
Can I still donate or should I?
So we ask our donors to be feeling well and healthy that day. We ask them to be at least 110 pounds and eat a really great meal about 2 hours before donating because we want you to have your energy in order to donate blood. There are a lot of other eligibility requirements. So just go to vitalant.org. There's a whole list of them if you have questions about medications you're taking or if you've traveled to certain parts of the world that we may not accept your blood at the time.
I imagine that's not very often that you cannot accept somebody's blood.
True. I mean, it happens for certain reasons,
sure.
But not for the most part, donors who come into our doors end up donating that same day, and we are so grateful for them.
And now to the main event, because November 4th is coming. It
yes.
is the 22nd annual Drive for Life. It'll be Monday, November 4th. And our listeners can visit a participating Vitalant donation center, and lots of fun things happen that day.
Yeah, so this is the 22nd year with Drive for Life. It's our signature blood drive with the Denver Broncos, and who doesn't love the Broncos, no matter how they're doing? So November 4th is the big day this year. We're only doing it one day. In the past, we've done it over several days, but we're really, really excited to do it on one day this year, November 4th. And at all of our donation centers across Colorado and our blood drives that day, we have some very exciting extra perks for our donors, including you get a free Drive for Life t-shirt, a lovely lapel pin, and you will be entered to win some really exciting Broncos-themed prizes, including game tickets, as well as an autographed football, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I believe there is a chance to win tickets to the December 29th Oakland versus Denver game.
Exactly.
Or an autographed football,
mm-hmm,
as you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And to get additional information about this event, again, it is Drive for Life 22, 22nd year for this annual event in partnership with the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to vitalant.org/DFL. 22.
Correct.
DFL 22 and gather information there. The other thing I love is that you can either walk in or you can set an appointment. If you're loving to manage your time, then setting an appointment is a great thing. You can do that at vitalant.org as well.
Correct. And we always accept walk-ins. So whenever you want to come in and just feel like doing it that day, we will accept you.
And we want you to feel like doing it that day.
Yes,
so, of
we
course,
do.
The perks, a commemorative t-shirt and a pen and all of these things while supplies last, you probably want to get in kind of early.
Yes.
And certainly we would love to hear from you that we saw 45,000 people.
We would love that as well.
And we saved many more lives than along with that 5,000 extra folks. And again, the location here is on Austin Bluffs and Academy, right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And the donation center here on November 4th is going to be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Brooke, there is a number that our listeners can call to get more information?
Correct. The number is 303-363-2300.
303-363-2300. And you can ask about not only Drive for Life 22, but you can also ask about participating blood drives and what those locations are. So
correct.
Either the website or the phone number. Website, again, is vitalant.org or the phone number 303-363-2300. Don't forget the big day. Put that in your calendar. November 4th, the Blood Donation Center here in the Springs at Austin Bluffs and Academy, open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A big day, not only for people whose lives you will save from your 10-minute donation, right?
Yes, and some people think, you know, just donating on that one day will help, but we really need them throughout the year.
Sure.
So keep that in mind as well.
We love to see those partnerships form and and love for folks to get in the habit of coming and seeing you every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke Way, Marketing and Communications Specialist for Vitalant. Thank you for your visit today and for all of you do. Again, November 4th, Drive for Life 22. Coming up fast.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. And if you miss an edition of The Business Connection, go to KRDO.com, click radio, and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.